listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Health Care, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be Santa Theo. Yeah.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Tommy Reffitt Field here in Mount Sterling. I'm Dan Manley with you for the next couple of hours for high school softball action. The Montgomery County Lady Indians playing their senior day game, and they just had the pregame ceremonies honoring their seniors as well as seniors from Estill County. There are three for each team. The three Montgomery County seniors who we'll be talking about throughout the game, they're in the starting lineup. Emily Brock, Taylor Payton, and Reaganoni are the three Montgomery County seniors. And on the other side, Vanna Newton, Kyla Covey, and the there's another senior, Lexi Muncy is also a senior. Those are the three Estill County seniors that were all honored before the game today. It's a beautiful evening. Wow. To think about the weather we've had over the last 48 hours, and then right now it is really perfect. We've got some high clouds, but a lot of sunshine, a few shadows being cast across the field, a little light breeze blowing out to left center field, and we'll be back and check the starting lineups for you and be ready to get this game underway right after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Right now we're having the meetings of the umpires, coaches, and captains around home plate before we get this game underway. And again, the coaches for today's game, Matt Puckett for Montgomery County. The Lady Indians are 22-4 on the season. And the veteran, the Hall of Famer, Shirley Beard, is back in charge of Estill County for this season. She actually retired but has come back into the fold to coach again, at least for this season. Has been a long time coach at Estill County. Her team is 9-13 coming into today's game. And let's get a check of the starting lineups for Estill County. They'll open up with senior Lexi Muncy in right field leading things off. Callie Snowden will bat second, the sophomore shortstop. In left field is Vanna Newton, a senior who bats number three. The first baseman, senior Kyla Covey, bats fourth. Sydney Riddle, an eighth grader who's out in center field, will bat the number five position. Hitting sixth is Brooklyn Farrell, a junior at second base. Pitcher Bella Rice, a freshman, bats number seven. Peyton Henderson, a junior at third base, bats number eight. And catcher Marlo Puckett, a junior, will hit in the number nine position. It's Muncy in right, Snowden at short, Newton in left field, Covey at first base, Riddle in center, Farrell at second base, Rice on the mound, Henderson at third base, and Puckett behind the plate. That's the lineup for the Engineers. Blue pants, black tops with the blue pinstripes, blue numerals trimmed in white, and black stockings for the Lady Engineers. For the Montgomery County Lady Indians, they'll lead it off with Lily Hill in right field, a freshman. Senior catcher Regan Oney will bat number two. Junior shortstop Sarah Zink at shortstop. Again, she'll bat number three. Hitting fourth is junior Madison Cox at third base. Riley Martin on the mound. The junior bats in the number five position. Hitting sixth is Addison Rogers, a junior in center field. Taylor Pate, senior in left field, bats number seven. Senior first baseman Emily Rock bats number eight. And junior second baseman Aiden Oney will hit in the number nine position. Hill and right, Reagan Oney catching, Zink at shortstop, Cox at third, Martin pitching, Rogers in center, Pate in left field, Brock at first base, and Jaden Oney at second base. We'll be back and be ready for the first pitch of today's game right after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Number 24, Marlo Puckett. Estill County is coached by assistants Jamie Day, McKinley Day, McKinley Muncy, and head coach.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Here's your LAX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. Overnight hours feature a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It is getting cooler. We're heading down to the low 50s. Your Friday, let's go with some clouds early in the day. A little more sun late. Can't rule out a passing shower. We'll be in the mid-60s, a little breezy too. Saturday, partly sunny, upper 60s. Sunday, sunshine for Mother's Day in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
As we get ready to go here, it's Riley Martin on the mound for Montgomery County. The junior right-hander comes in with a 9-3 record and three saves, a 3.42 earned run average. Martin has struck out 103 in 86 innings, but has not been real healthy as of late. She'll alarm trouble. And she's pitching today. They hope she is ready to be back at it. And we're going to find out as Estill County gets ready to start things against her with Lexi Martin, the senior right fielder, stepping in to lead things off. Shirley Beard is just now headed down to the third base coaching box. Muncie steps in, right-hand batter, and the first pitch to her is hit softly in the air and gloved, running toward the third base line, catches it in the air, is Montgomery County shortstop Sarah Zink, and there's one pitch and one out. So Muncie retires on a little pop-up, and here is Callie Snowden, sophomore shortstop, batting right-handed with Newton moving on deck. Snowden in and waiting, and Martin delivers. Ground ball to third baseman. It's gloved by Cock to first. And two pitches and two outs. Montgomery County has been, in the last several games, they haven't had their regular lineup on the field very much, a regular defensive lineup. And really, today, probably not the lineup they'll have in their all the time in the outfield, maybe, although we will see. But here's the first pitch to Newton that's just off the plate for ball one. Vanna Newton, a senior, is playing out in left field today, big right-handed batter. Martin ready, and she deals, and that pitch is just a little bit low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Two balls and strikes to count. And here's a ball back through the middle for a base hit. Good solid single with Rogers gloving it out in center field to get it back in. Estill County has a two-out base runner in the top of the first. And here's senior first baseman Kyla Covey coming to the plate. Covey steps in. A little bit of an open stance. And the ball is hit high in the air out into shallow left field. It'll be fielded out there by Taylor Bate, and the inning is quickly over as it takes only six pitches for Riley Martin to retire the side here in the top half of inning number one. Thing across, no runs, one hit, and a runner left on base. There were no Montgomery County errors, and we'll be back with the Lady Indians coming to the plate in 90 seconds.
Here Downtown on Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Here's Lily Hill leading off for Montgomery County. The left-hand batter drops a little soft single down the left field line to lead things off for Montgomery County. So the freshman, a leadoff base runner for the Tribe, and here is Reagan Oney. Oney, the senior right-hand batter. Oney has done about everything offensively that she could do during her career for this team. The numbers are among the tops in almost every offensive category. She hits the first pitch into center field. It'll drop for a base hit. They get it back in quickly and hold Hill at second base. So Montgomery County, the first two batters have reached on base hits, and here is Sarah Zink. Zink will step in batting right-handed against Bella Rice. Rice, tall freshman pitcher. She delivers and a swing and a miss on a pitch that is up and in. One strike the count to Zink with Madison Cox in the on-deck circle. Little breeze blowing out to left center field here at Tommy Reffitt Field this evening. And the one-strike pitch is hit high in the air out into center field and moving over and making the play. Runners are going to tag up and move up to second and third base. Ball's pretty well hit, just got under it a little bit. Did Zink. So Montgomery County with a pair of runners in scoring position with one out. And here's Madison Cox. Cox second on the team and runs batted in. Has had a terrific season. The junior, third baseman. And the first pitch to her is down low for a ball. Cox is what versatility she brings to the team. The ability to catch, play third, play short. Rice's one ball pitch to her is hit high and foul off to the right side to even that count up at one ball, one strike. Riley Martin moves to the on-deck circle for Montgomery County. This is Montgomery County lineup. They come into the game a collective 418 batting average. Rice delivers, and that pitch is up high, and it's two balls and a strike, the count. Rice ready again. That pitch is taken up high. Count goes to 3-1. So Rice a pitch away from loading the bases for Martin to come to the plate. And the 3-1 on the way. And the ball is hit high in the air to deep right center field. And that ball is off the base of the fence. It's going to get a pair of runs in, and Cox will stop at second base, and Montgomery County has taken a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. For the Lady Indians, both the ball off the bat of Zink and the ball right here right there by Cox, they really got under that ball, those balls a little bit, or we would have had a couple of home runs. Hit those balls extremely high up in the air. And here is Riley Martin. Junior trying to help herself out here. Can get another run in with a base hit, perhaps. Rice is ready and pitching. Swing and a miss. A big swing and a pitch that was up and in. Martin bats with Rogers in the on-deck circle. Martin's batting average is now up to .425. Does not have a home run this season after she hit a number a year ago. Takes that pitch in for a strike. And it's a no-ball, two-strike count to Martin. One out, runner at second, two runs in. Rice checks the wristband. Ready and pitching, and the ball's hit high in the air again to deep left center field, and that ball is going to be out of here, and Martin has hit her first home run of the season. And again, that one just barely cleared the fence, but she hit that ball way up in the air. And Montgomery County has taken a 4-0 lead here in the top half of, or the bottom half of the first inning. So the bases are cleared now, and Addison Rogers will come to the plate. Rogers, a .368 batting average. Martin, by the way, now has 37 runs batted in. Only has 46. Cox now with 42. They're the big RBI producer so far this season for the Lady Indians. Pitch to Rogers. Misses low for ball one. So Martin takes a no-ball, two-strike pitch out of the park to left center field to make it 4-0. Here's a pitch that's in for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Taylor Pate moves to the on-deck circle. Third baseman Peyton Henderson playing several steps in front of the bag. Here's a ball hit into right center field, and that'll be extra bases. On the way to second base, and safe sliding in, didn't really need to, and Addison Rogers with a double. So Rogers gets in scoring position, and still only one out for Montgomery County. That'll bring Taylor Pate to the plate. Pate, a .324 batting average. Right-hand batter, and swings and misses at a pitch that is up and in. Rogers got her fifth double of the season. Rice delivers in a swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes to count. And the 0-2 is popped foul back out of play. Pate keeps the at-bat alive. Emily Brock moves to the on-deck circle. Again, the 0-2 coming for Pate, and there's a ground ball. It's off the glove of the shortstop, and the runner is going to try to score, and the throw comes in not in time. Moving on into second base is Pate. And Montgomery County has taken a 5-0 lead. Emily Brock comes to the plate, a .321 batting average, has a couple of home runs, has driven in 25 on the season, right-hand batter. Holds that bat up high and waits on Rice's first delivery. It's on the way, and it's taken down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. We still have just one out here in the bottom of the first. Montgomery County has plated five runs. Swing and a miss. Brock with a big rip. Swung above that pitch a little bit. I think she was a little bit fooled on the speed. And she's down. No balls, two strikes now. Chance to drive in a run here for Brock. And takes that pitch up high. One ball, two strikes. Reds a loser again today in Cincinnati. And the home team there is struggling. And getting ready to go on a long West Coast road trip, too. Swing and a miss. That pitch was down in the zone. So a strikeout. And there are two gone. And here is the ninth batter of the inning. Jaden Oney coming to the plate. Only a .343 batting average, has a couple of home runs on the season. And Rice's first pitch is taken a bit high for a ball. Montgomery County with five hits in the inning. There's been a Estill County error. And the pitch is hit high in the air of the infield, and actually, I don't know if that's a fair ball or not. I don't know about that. I thought that was a fair ball. Matt Puckett's going to come in and so that's the count is 1-1. That ball was way up in the air again. So back in the batter's box is Oney in a 1-1 count from Rice. Catcher went out trying to make that play. There's a ball ripped fast. You got it around on that one real early. Fouled it over off the Montgomery County dugout, third base side. Rice seeing if she can end things right here in this first inning. Oney tries to keep it going with Lily Hill next in the on-deck circle. And the 1-2. That pitch is high, and it's all even at two balls, two strikes. Tomorrow evening we'll be at Bobby Joe Winker Field for baseball action. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second base. Here's a chopper foul again to the third base dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Tony out of the box for a moment, now steps in, and Rice is ready and waiting to deliver the pitch. The 2-2 again, swing and a miss. So Rice with back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning, but Montgomery County, five runs. They do it on five hits, and there was an error for Estill County and a runner left on base. We have played an inning. Montgomery County out to a 5-0 lead on senior day here at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Sydney Riddle leading things off for Estill County. She'll be followed by Brooke Farrell and Bella Rice here in the top of the second inning.
Martinez missed with a couple of pitches out of the zone and deals in a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Oney. And it's two balls and a strike. Riddle has a 320 batting average coming in today. He has only one extra base hit on the season. That was a triple. And there's a pitch. It's over the inside corner. And it's two balls, two strikes. I'm sure the Montgomery County coaches are keeping a close watch on pitcher Riley Martin in this game. Swing and a miss. There's her first strikeout. And that'll bring Farrell to the plate. Farrell, a 262 batting average. She has a triple on the season. It's an extra base hit. Right-hand batter and hits the ball high in the air. Foul, first base side, and it gets back out of play in the stands, and there's one strike to count. Farrell was at Montgomery County, was a basketball and softball player, then he's moved over to Estill County. Hits from the right side, and Martin deals. The ball's hit high in the air in a shallow right field. That ball's going to drop for a base hit. A little confusion, I think, between Jaden Oney and Lily Hill out there. I'm not sure both either one of them couldn't have caught that ball, but it drops in. And Estill County has its second hit of the game and a one-out base runner for Bella Rice. First pitch is foul back for a strike. Rice has a 356 batting average. Double and a home run, has driven in 9 runs on the season. Right-handed batter. Martin deals to her, and pitch just misses a bit high. It's 1-1. After Rice, Peyton Henderson will come to the plate. Martin pitches and a swing and a miss. No, Martin, again, control has been good. Velocity looks pretty good. She's off to a pretty good start in this game. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Went upstairs and got Rice to chase that one. Strikeout number 2 in the inning and the game, and there are 2 outs for Junior. Third baseman Peyton Henderson to come to the plate. Henderson at 306 batting average on the season. Another right-handed batter as Marlo Puckett moves on deck, and Henderson fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Estill County coming in to today's game with a 337 team batting average. Here's a pitch foul back, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. Martin's 0-2 and a ground ball to the second baseman. Oney flips it to second for the out, and the inning is over. So Farrell retired, 4-6 at second base. In the top of the second, the Lady Engineers with no runs on a hit, and they leave a runner on base. Bottom of the second coming up, Montgomery County will be right back to the top of their batting order when we return to Tommy Reffitt Field in 90 seconds.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote From Auto Owners Insurance Company, Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Lily Hill leads off the Montgomery County second, and he'll lead off the bottom of the first for Montgomery County. Dropped a little hit down the left field line to get things going. Came around to score a run on Madison Cox's double to get the Lady Indians on the scoreboard. They lead 5-0, a swing and a miss. Hill, Honey, and Zink to bat here in the top half of the second inning. Rice a little bit ahead of the Hill on those pitches, and it's no balls, two strikes. Hill ready and waiting, and hits this ball in the air to left field and going over and making the play out in left field. Struggling with the wind a little bit was Vanna Newton, and the flag is blowing out pretty well. Again, that ball's hit awfully high in the air. To me, I don't know if it's my imagination, and they're always that high, but here's Reaganoni. She had a base hit to center field and scored a run in the first inning. Came in batting over 600 on the season, hitting from that right side and a big rip at a pitch that was up and in. She's down a strike. Sarah Zink waits on deck. Here's a ball hit well, and that'll get out of here by a long shot. That was over off the bat. Reaganoni has put another run on the board for Montgomery County. Oni hitting her 13th home run of the season. And Montgomery County's lead is 6-0. Oni also gets run batted in, number 47. She now has 59 hits on the season and has scored 59 runs. That'll bring up Sarah Zink. Flied to center her first time up. Just got under a pitch a little bit too much. Came in batting 508. Seven doubles, a couple of triples, seven home runs, 31 runs batted in. Takes up and away for a ball. After Zink, Madison Cox will come back to the plate for Montgomery County here in the second inning. Rice ready. And the pitch. And that one is ripped long and foul to left field. Zink just got around on that one early, and it's even at one ball, one strike. Zink has a lot of power for, you know, these girls aren't really that big, most of them, but live bats. There's a pitch fouled away to the right side. A little bit late swinging there, and it's one ball, two strikes to count to Sarah Zink. Here is Rice into the windup, and that one's way up and in. And the count is all even at two balls and two strikes. Rice doesn't waste a lot of time, has the sign, ready, pitching, and the ball is ripped to left field for a base hit past the glove of the third baseman. So Zink is a one-out base runner. And here's Madison Cox. Double off the base of the fence in right center field. Her first time up. Drove in a couple of runs. Cox came in batting 464. Fouls this pitch back for strike one. Madison with 13 doubles, two triples, and five home runs on the season. And again now with 42 runs batted in. Second on the team to Oney's 47. One strike pitch is on the way from Rice, and it's hit to right field, and that ball will be caught. And the throw back to first place, trying for the double play, and they didn't get it. Able to get safely back in as Sarah Zink sliding. And there are two outs. Here's Martin. Riley hit a two-run home run to left field in that first inning. Pops this pitch up and back out of play for a strike. Coming to the game, Rice 7-10 on the season, 4.45 earned run average. And the pitch taken in for a called strike. And Martin is down, no balls, two strikes. Addison Rogers waiting in the on-deck circle. Here's a ball popped back out of play. Zink was off and running with that pitch to try to get herself in scoring position with two outs. Montgomery County has stolen 53 bases in 58 attempts. There's a ball that's a line to the shortstop. Nice play made by shortstop Callie Snowden moving toward left field, and that'll end the inning for Montgomery County. Tribe here in the second inning gets a run on a couple of hits, and they leave a runner on base. We have played two, Montgomery County with a 6-0 lead on the Lady Engineers. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of L.A., including new Peach L.A. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L.A. social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. Junior catcher Marlo Puckett leads off the Lady Engineer third inning, hitting that ninth spot. We'll be back to Lexi Muncy and Callie Snowden at the top of the order. Puckett is down a couple of strikes and a foul ball left over on the third base side. First pitch of the inning, Puckett ripped just foul outside the bag at third. Here's a ball hit high and deep to left field, and that ball is out of here. Again, got that one up in the wind. So Puckett puts the Lady Engineers on the scoreboard with a solo home run to left field. So the third home run. Again, it's a home run day if you get that ball up in the air out to left field. Montgomery County has hit 36 home runs as a team this year. A year ago, they hit 62. It's one of the most, like the, I don't know, the third or fourth most home runs ever hit by a team in a season in Kentucky. There's the first pitch to Muncy that's a little bit inside, I believe, for ball one. Muncy popped out to Zink at shortstop, her first time up. Takes that pitch up high, and it's two balls, no strikes. So Muncy bats with Snowden on deck. It pitches down and in, and it's 3-0 the count. You haven't had a walk in the game so far on either side as Estill County bats top of the third. Martin will try to come back here. The 3-0, that's in for a strike. She was taking all the way with her team down 6-1. Muncy, a little right-hand batter. And Martin's 3-1, and it's fouled straight back, and now we're back to a full count of 3-2. Worst thing about the home run by Puckett was he had the number 9 batter down, no balls, two strikes. Kind of want to probably not give her anything she can hit out of the park in that situation, but she did. And there's a ball hit high in the air, back of the plate, and it's going to hit on top of us. And the count will stay full at 3-2. And Martin's ready. Again, the payoff is the ball's hit high to left field and goes back, and the catch is made out in left field. Another ball pretty well hit. There's one out here in the third. Norman County, they flashed the signs out of the dugout to Reagan Oney, and then she gives the sign to Riley Martin, who does not wear a wristband. She's just taking a sign from Oney. Here's the first pitch, and that ball is hit high and foul down the left field line. Again, she got under that one. Strike one to count to Callie Snowden. She bounced out to the third baseman her first time. Snowden, a good-looking sophomore. Shortstop will step back in, hitting from the right side, and the one-strike pitch, and it's fouled away. Martin comes outside with her there. It's like players have already decided, hey, if I'm hitting from the right side, if I can get around on a pitch and get it up in the air, I might get it out of here. Here's the two-strike pitch, and that's way upstairs. One ball, two strikes to count. Vanna Newton waits in the on-deck circle. That pitch is up high, and it's 2-2. Well, teams are now down to where we have, again, a couple of days this week and next week, and then we'll be into the postseason. 2-2 pitch is ripped foul off the third base dugout. Really getting around on that pitch was Callie Snowden, and the count stays at two balls, two strikes. Flag is at times blowing straight out to left field. And the 2-2 again, and trying to work her outside and miss outside. It's a full count of 3-2. So Snowden ready for the payoff pitch. and a swing and a miss. Took a little something off that one, got her out in front. Couldn't connect, and that's strikeout number three in the game for Riley Martin. There are two outs here in the third, and the batter is Vanna Newton, who had a base hit her first time up. And the first pitch to her is taken just high for a ball. Everybody straight away in the outfield. Cox even with a bag at third. There's a ball hit to left field, and it will drop down the left field line for a base hit. Pate gets it back in, and that's the fourth hit of the game for Estill County, second of the game for Newton. And here is Kyla Covey. Covey, right-handed batter, flied out to Pate in left field her first time up. Martin misses high with that pitch for a ball. Not really sure, but I think Martin is just has had a little tenderness in her elbow, but that pitch is just missing inside, and it's two balls, no strikes. Newton does a little groundwork in the batter's box, ready and waiting on the 2-0, and that's up and in. Three balls, no strikes. Sydney Riddle, the on-deck batter for the Lady Engineers, as they try to see if they can get back in this game. She shows bunt early. That pitch is in for a strike. 3-1. And Martin's pitch is ripped foul outside of third, so Martin has, for the second time in the inning, come back to rally from a 3-0 count to a full count. The last batter that did that got a fly ball to left field for an out. Here's the payoff. That bounces in front of the plate, so on at first base is Covey. First walk of the game. And Estill County with runners at first and second and two outs. And Sydney Riddle comes to the plate. Riddle is an eighth grader out in center field. If she doesn't play basketball, she should. Takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. I'd say this eighth grader is at least 5'10", if not taller. Martin, one strike ahead, and there's a pitch foul back, and it's 0-2. Here's the spot. This is where pitchers, really at this level, you aren't too many that are just going to blow the ball by everybody. What do you do, 0-2? Do you get a good pitch? That one's up high, well out of the zone, and it's one ball, two strikes. Can you find that corner? Can you make that batter swing at a pitch? It's maybe up above, up around the letters that they can't catch up with. Here's the 1-2. That pitch is up high, too high to really offer at, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. So now with the count all even with two men on, that pitch is a little bit high, and now we're going the other way. Martin was ahead 0-2, and now it's back to a full count. Big pitch in this game for both teams. The Indians lead 6-1. There's a ball hit to left field for a base hit. The runner will hold up at third base, though, and a good thing that she did. I think Montgomery County would have had her go to the plate. So the bases are loaded. And here is Brooke Farrell, who had a base hit her first time up. Right-hand batter. Martin delivers, and that pitch is, and that's, that pitch may have been a little bit high, but that ball is over the inside part of the plate right there. She's, I don't know, I think the larger softball, it makes it harder. Here's a ball ripped into left field for a base hit. That'll get a run in, and that'll be all, and the bases will still be loaded, and it's 6-2. So the rally continues. Here's Bella Rice. She was a strikeout victim her first time up, and she has a chance to put her team right back in this game, and now Matt Puckett's going to be on his way to the mound. Just make sure that Riley Martin is okay, I think, and I don't think he wants to have her throw too many pitches in this game. She went through the first two innings and threw only 20 pitches in those first two, but now Estill County has had four hits in this inning plus a walk. They plated two runs. They have the bases loaded. Martin's going to stay in the game, but not a bad idea to check on your junior. So Rice batting and Peyton Henderson on deck. And the pitch is lined into center field for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. The throw does come in, but just a little bit late. And it's a 6-4 game. So Estill County rallying here in the third inning. Runners end up at first and second. And here's Peyton Henderson, and she is the ninth batter of the inning to bat here in the third inning for the Lady Engineers. Henderson hit into a fielder's choice to Oney at second base, her first time up. Now we're going to get a courtesy runner in for Estill County. And Shirley Beard is talking with home plate umpire Kenny Rice to give him the change. So Estill County, they were down 6-0. Now it's 6-4.
Hey, we got the red sauce.
Our well-known public address announcer has announced that they're frying up cheese in the press box. I don't know if that's legal or not, if you just fry up cheese anytime you want to. I mean, now they do have, they could open a restaurant out here, I think. Here we go. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Cox off her glove, but picked up by Zink, and she flips it back to Cox at third base covering for the out. That was a nice play by Sarah Zink to come over, and that ends the inning as Henderson hits into a fielder's choice. Out 5-6-5 on the putout. But Estill County, four runs. They do it on five hits, and they leave two runners on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number three, Montgomery County with a 6-4 lead on the Lady Engineers. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. Addison Rogers, who doubled and scored a run in the first inning up for, to lead things off for Montgomery County in the third, and now Montgomery County needing to go back to work as they had a 6-0 lead, and now it's 6-4. First pitch to Rogers, in for a called strike. Price delivers a little number. The shortstop charges. She gloves. She throws. And that was a bang-bang play. He had his arm cocked at first base to call her out. And I tell you what, I think that was probably at least a dead tie if she didn't even beat it out. But called out at first base. And there's one gone here in the Montgomery County third. Here's Taylor Pate. Hit a ball off the glove of the shortstop that got a run in the first inning, and a big rip and a swing through for a strike. Rice with a little new life now, down 6-0, and partially because of her two-run, two-out single, her team back within a pair of runs here in the bottom of the third. Here's a ball hit high and deep and foul down the left field line. Pay down, no balls, two strikes, as Emily Rice moves to the on-deck circle. One out here in the bottom of the third inning, and the pitch is hit high on the infield. The shortstop calling for it and will make the play, and there are two outs. And Emily Brock comes to the plate. Brock, a strikeout victim back in the first inning, steps in 0-for-1 on the day. Right-hand batter. Brock, one of the three Montgomery County seniors, and takes that pitch up high, ball one. Emily's ready and waiting. The 1-0. That's down low, and it's 2-0. Two outs here in the third. Two-oh count with two outs here in the third, and there's a swing and a miss. Brock with a big rip and didn't make contact. It's two balls and a strike. And the third baseman in about three or four steps in front of the bag, I would not be there if I were her. A two-ball, one-strike count. That pitch is down and in. And it's three balls and a strike. You just don't really anticipate Emily laying down a bunt. And, wow, I mean, she packs some power. Of course, these girls wear face masks. There's a ground ball deep in the hole and short. The glove, the throw is going to be offline, and Brock will be on with an infield hit. And a two-out base runner. That'll bring Jade Noni to the plate. We'll get a runner for Brock. Brooke Banfield will come on to run for Montgomery County down at first base. So Banfield, the pinch runner, and Oni ready to step in and bat. She was a strikeout victim to end the first inning. Veteran umpire Ken Catherine behind the plate. He wears number 13. That is his jersey number. I think I asked him one time. He said, I think it's lucky. Two outs and one on. Pitch
up high to Jay Nomi for a ball. 1-0. Going to check the wristband. Rice ready to go to work. The 1-0. That's way up high, and it's 2-0. After Oney, we'll be back to the top of the batting order with Lily Hill coming to the plate. Here's a pitch in for a strike over the outside part of the plate. Oney followed that one right into the mitt, but it was there, and it's 2-1. Pop up back behind home plate to even things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the home third. And a foul back, and we'll do it again, staying at 2-2. Expecting an announcement probably today on the new Montgomery County girls basketball coach. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Takes that one up high, and the count is full at 3-2. New Montgomery County girls coach is going to be Jordan Perry, who's has been in the girls program, and this past year was an assistant on Coach Jason May's boys staff. That pitch is down low, and only draws a walk to keep the inning going, and now there are two on with two outs. And Lily Hill will come to the plate. She has singled to left and flied to left, scored a run. Reganoni moves to the on-deck circle. Hill's a left-hand batter. And the first pitch to her is taken high for a ball. Hill ahead in the count, 1-0, and takes that pitch. And it misses, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. I wonder if they'll ever put a pitch count on in softball. You would appear not, but, you know, of course, the motion of the arm is not as strenuous. That pitch is taken up high. And so now Bella Rice is a pitch away from loading the bases with Oney waiting in the on-deck circle. See what Hill does with the 3-0. Takes that one way up high. A four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks. Banfield moves to third. Oney to second. Hill at first, and here is Reagan Oney. Oney has singled and scored and hit a long home run with nobody on base to left fielder last time up. Her 13th of the season, and bats now with the bases loaded and two outs. And the pitch to her is popped back out of play. One strike to count. No balls and a strike to count. Rice ready. Here's the pitch. That's taken down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Reagan Oney just really aggressive at the plate. Probably if there is a negative she has in plate appearances is just being overly aggressive, if you can be that way. Here's the 1-1, and she ripped that one foul over the head of Matt Puckett in the third base coaching box. And it's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Rice ready. and the 1-2. And the ball's hit high in the air out to right field, and she really got under that one, and it'll be caught for the out. So the inning is over. In the bottom of the third, Montgomery County with no runs on a hit. They leave three on base. We go to inning number four, Montgomery County 6, Estill County 4. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Is going to make a pitching change here in the fourth inning. So Riley Martin's day is done there. She'll move over and play first base. And Lily Hill comes in from right field to pitch. And Brooklyn Banfield, who went into pinch run for Finley Brock last inning, is going to be out in right field. And here is Marlo Puckett, who hit a home run to left field last time up, or first time up, and fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Montgomery County had a game scheduled for Saturday with Greenup County, but that game is not going to be played. And Hill tried a little off-speed pitch there, and it went high, and it's 1-1. I know they're still trying to schedule a game for Saturday here at Tommy Reffitt Field, but as of now, that game is off the mark. There's a pitch in for a strike, and it's 1-2. This is going to be a good matchup, too. Greenup County, the number one ranked team in the 16th region. Here's a ground ball, a little chopper left of the mound, and coming in, gloving it, flipping it on to Martin at first base is Hill. And there's one out here in the Estill County fourth. Back to the top of the order, Lexi Muncy has popped his short and flied to left. She bats with Callie Snowden in the on-deck circle. Lady Engineers have had 7 hits in the game through the first 3 innings. Pitch is taken low and inside, 1. Montgomery County, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 left. Estill County with 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and they've left 4 on base. Now Hill has fallen down the count. 2-0 to Muncy. Hill into the wind and the pitch. That's over the inside part of the plate for a strike. 2-1 the count. Hill delivers, and that's just a little bit inside. 3-1. Didn't miss that one by much. 3-1 the count. 1 gone here in the top half of inning number 4. And the 3-1 pitch is a little number popped up and caught by Oney. Right on home plate. That'll be a foul out to the catcher for the second out of the inning. Callie Stone will bat. She has grounded a third and struck out. First pitch to her, misses low for a ball. Temperature here as we are at about 20 after 7. It's now 73 degrees here, Tommy Reffitt Field. That pitch up and in. Hill behind, two balls, no strikes. Hill trying to come back with two outs and nobody on, and the ball is popped up. First base side, Martin goes over and makes the play right in front of the Estill County dugout. So a couple little pop-ups, and the inning is quickly over. It's a 1-2-3 for Hill here in the top of the fourth. Nothing across for the Lady Engineers. And we'll be back. Montgomery County bats in the bottom of the fourth, leading at 6-4 when we return in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Zink, Cox, and Martin bat for Montgomery County, the home fourth. They lead it by two at 6-4 over the Lady Engineers, and there's a pitch taken up high for a ball. It's been a good series over the years. Of course, these teams used to be in the same district and had a lot of games over the years. Montgomery County won the last two games they've been involved in. There's a ball hit high in the air again over near the Montgomery County dugout. It'll be caught coming over third baseman Peyton Henderson to make the play, and there's one going. Here's Madison Cox, who has doubled to drive in a pair of runs and scored and flied out to right. Right-hand batter. Rice pitches, and it's up high for a ball. 1-0. Two innings into this game, you thought Montgomery County might make short work of the Engineers. 6-0 lead, but they're in a battle now. The pitch is fouled off, and it's one ball, one strike. And Rice right now pitching with a lot of confidence, which I didn't think she really had earlier. The freshman right-hander is one ball, one strike to Madison Cox. Here's a ball hit high and deep, and that'll be gone to left field. Boy, Cox got all of that one. And Montgomery County is out to a 3-run lead at 7-4. And that's the third home run of the game for the Lady Indians. And here's Riley Martin. Martin had a 2-run home run back in the first inning and then hit a little soft liner to the shortstop her last time up. Third home run for Montgomery County today. They've had three home runs, a couple of doubles. Lady Engineers hit a home run. The ball is flying away here at Tommy Reffitt Field. And there's a ball hit long, deep out to right center field. It'll be off the base of the fence. Running into second base and safe sliding in is Martin with a double. Good job of getting the ball back in from out in center field was Sidney Riddle, the center field, eighth grade center fielder. But Montgomery County has a runner at second base with one out. And here is Addison Rogers, who has doubled and scored and grounded out to shortstop. And a play that I really thought she beat out. Again, the base umpire is over behind shortstop right now. Swing and a miss by Rogers for a strike. One strike, one out, one in, one on. There's a bunt, and it's foul back of the plate. So Rogers falls behind the count. No balls, two strikes. Rice ready. And the pitch is taken high. One ball, two strikes. Rice will deal the 1-2. Ball's hit high in the air again. Shallow center field, but it will hang up long enough. And the catch made for the second out of the inning. Here's Taylor Pate. Pate reached on an error with a run scoring and popped out to shortstop. Rice ready and pitches, and the ball is popped up foul ground, and coming over in foul territory off the third base line is third baseman Peyton Henderson to make the grab, and the inning is over. So two foul outs to the third baseman in the inning. Montgomery County gets a run on the home run by Madison Cox. Couple of hits. They leave a runner on base. We played four. Montgomery County leading the Lady Engineers of Estill County 7-4 on senior day here at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Lily Hill with her second inning of work and pitching against Vanna Newton, who has had a couple of base hits and scored a run so far today, hitting number three in the Estill County lineup, and she has taken a strike and fouled a pitch off first base side. She's down no balls and two strikes. Hill retired the side in order last inning, and that pitch, an off-speed pitch that's up high, and it's 1-2. Hill coming on in relief of Riley Martin last inning. Works with a three-run lead here in the top half of inning number five. And there's a ball hit high in the air, shallow right center field. And coming over is Addison Rogers, who's now in center field to make the play. And there's one gone. Kylie Colby has flied to left and walked and scored a run in her two trips to the plate. She'll be followed by Sydney Riddle. And he'll ready and works. Swing and a miss. Went right through a pitch down the heart of the plate. One strike to count. Shadows now are casting out toward the pitcher's mound. Hill's one strike pitch, and there's a off-speed pitch that's gloved behind second base. And what a play by Sarah Zink to glove and throw her out. And there are two gone. And Zink really made it look pretty easy. Strong arm at shortstop for Sarah Zink. So two outs, nobody on base. Riddle, swing and a miss for a strike. Riddle has struck out and singled and scored a run in her two trips. Swing and a miss. Hill doing a good job of changing speeds since she came in. She's retired the first five batters she has faced. That pitch taken, didn't miss by much. It's one ball, two strikes. Breeze continues to blow at it. It'll kind of die down a little bit and then pick back up. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. Hill gets her first strikeout. She's retired six in a row. Nothing across for the Lady Engineers. We go to the bottom half of inning number five. Montgomery County with Brock, Jay Noni, and Hill to bat. And we'll return for the Montgomery County fifth inning in 90 seconds.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Ellie Brock leads off the Montgomery County fifth. She struck out and singled in her two trips to the plate. Jay Noni and Lily Hill will follow her up here in the home half of the fifth. Montgomery County with a three-run lead on the Lady Engineers, and that pitch, a big rip and a foul back. One ball, one strike. One of baseball's all-time greats had a birthday earlier in the week, Willie Mays, a year older, in his 90s now. There's a pitch down low, and it is two balls and a strike. Beautiful setting here at Tommy Reffitt Field. That sun beginning to go down low in the sky. There's a check swing, and that pitch is in for a touch, a little bit outside. It's going to be three balls, one strike to count. So Brock ahead in the count. Rice ready to deliver, and she ripped that one, but foul. Got around on it a little bit too early, and it's way down the left field line. The count is full at 3-2. That ball came in, and I guarantee you, Brock thought, I got a senior day home run right here, but just couldn't wait on it long enough. Here's the payoff. High ball four, and she'll trot on down to first base with a walk. So Brock at first base. Jay Noni will come to the plate. And again, we'll get Banfield coming back into run. Montgomery County did not start the game with a designated hitter. And now what you have essentially is that same situation with Brock batting and Banfield playing out in right field, and then Banfield coming in to run. Jay Noni coming up. She has struck out. She has walked. So Noni gets ready to step in. Right-hand batter, ready and waiting. On Rice's first pitch, she bunts. Right back to the pitcher, who will glove and throw to first base, and coming over was Farrell to cover. Runner advances on to second base. That'll be a sacrifice for Oney. Good job by Brooklyn Farrell to get over and cover first base there as the first baseman charged in. So one out, runner at second, and here's Lily Hill. Goes after the first pitch and then fouls it away left side for a strike. Hill has singled and scored, flied to left, and walked in her three trips up there today. Down a strike to Bella Rice, the freshman right-hander for Estill County, who pitches and that pitch is in, and Hill is down two strikes. Reagan only waits on deck. Hill trying to battle back. Takes way up high there. 1-2 the count. And the Reds are going to head out now, and they're going to play San Francisco and then come back to Arizona and then finish with four games in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Here's a ball hit foul down the left field line, and the count stays at 1-2. 10-game road trip, and the last four in L.A., and you've lost a bunch of games in a row. Not a good situation for the Reds right now as they try to get back on the right track playing out of the West Coast. The 1-2 to Hill, and she takes that pitch just off the plate, and it is all even, 2-2. Banfield running at second base. Rice pitches. Ball is hit well to left center field, and that ball is going to be out of here. Hill has hit Montgomery County's fourth home run of the game. And Montgomery County's lead goes to 9-4. And here's Reagan Oney, who has one of the four Montgomery County home runs. She has singled and scored in a solo home run and fly to right. That's with nobody on base here and one out. So Rice ready for the first pitch to Oney. On the way and taken down low for a ball. That was the 101st pitch of the game thrown by Rice. These are behind the ball, no strikes to Oney. Here's a home run. Wow. That ball was hit a long way over that left field fence. So Oney and Hill with back-to-back home runs here in the fifth. And Montgomery County's lead is now 10-4. And the batter is Sarah Zink, who is singled, flied to center, and fouled out to the third baseman. Now, Shirley Beard is on her way to the mound. The big thing is you've got an eighth grader on the mound, and it's not easy. I said an eighth grader. She's a freshman, but when you've got a young pitcher out there, and, again, the wind is blowing out, and it's not easy when you've given up now a total of 5 home runs in the game. And so we're going to get a new pitcher for Estill County. While we get the pitching change, we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price of participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal, valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Right-hander Spencer Young now pitching for Estill County, and Sarah Zink will be the first batter she'll face, and she's taken ball one. Zink, then Cox and Martin. Big tall right-hander is Young. Winds, deals, and the pitch is just off the plate, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Young has worked 6 games, 4 as a starter, 17 innings. Here's a ground ball sharply hit. Shortstop right in her tracks, though, makes the play and throws Zink out. 2 gone now here in the Montgomery County fifth. And here is Madison Cox. Cox has doubled and homered, has scored twice and driven in 3. Young, big windup, pitches, and it's down low for a ball. Young's probably about 5'10", I would say, out there on the mound, and the ball is hit past the first baseman into right field for a base hit, and there goes Cox, and she will race into second base with her second double of the game. So with 2 outs, Montgomery County, another runner in scoring position. And here is Riley Martin, who has doubled, and she's hit a 2-run home run in the game. Addison Rogers on deck. Young pitches. Pitches off the plate outside for a ball. Young starts, she's right-handed. She starts with her right foot on the third base side of the pitching rubber and then just kind of slides it over to the first base side of the rubber and then delivers, and she misses down low, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Montgomery County has plated three runs in the inning to lead it 10-4. Another one out there at second base, and there's a ball hit high and foul down the right field line, out of play. Two balls and a strike, the count to Martin with Addison Rogers on deck. And Young pitches, and a foul tip at the plate. And it's all even at two balls, two strikes. Junior right-handed batter will gather herself and get ready for the 2-2. The pitch is an off-speed pitch that slow the runner steals third base. Nice piece of base running by Cox to move on to third base. It's a full count at 3-2. Here's a ball hit to left center field. That'll get a run in. That will take one hop to the fence. Martin will try it into second base with a stand-up double. And it's 11-4. Martin with her third extra base hit in the game, her third run batted into the game, and here's Addison Rogers, who has doubled and scored a run, bounced to short and flied to center. Young checks her wristband, has the sign, and she pitches. And it's down low and away for a ball. Here comes the one ball pitch, and it's fouled back, swinging late. It was Rogers there, and it's 1-1. Taylor Pate is on deck. Montgomery County with two doubles and two home runs in the inning. They've scored four times, stretched the lead back to seven runs. There's an off-speed pitch that's off the plate outside, 2-1 the count. That pitch bounces up there, and it's 3-1. Of course, there's speculation that Shirley Beard may only come back and coach this 1 year, but, you know, she's got an outstanding shortstop, good young pitcher, young center fielder. There's a pitch that's in for a strike, and it's a full count of 3-2. I'd be surprised maybe if Coach Beard doesn't decide to, let's come back another year. Here's the payoff. And it's in for a call, strike three, and the inning is over. But in the bottom of the fifth, Montgomery County, four runs, four hits, and a runner left on base. We go to inning number six, Montgomery County with an 11-4 lead on the Lady Engineers. We'll be right back 90 seconds from now.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original.
So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of L8, including new Peach L8. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L8 social media. And remember, the Peach is back.
Brooklyn Farrell leading off the Estill County sixth inning. She's been up twice, has singled twice, has driven in a run. Little right-handed batter, and the pitch is fouled away, and she's behind the ball and two strikes in the count as Bella Rice and Peyton Henderson wait to bat in this inning for the Lady Engineers. One-two pitch is fouled off. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Steak and Bean Bowl was held tonight over at Cunningham Field. Wrap up to the spring football season. The pitch is up and away. We have always done that game in the past. They've just kind of changed the game to where it's much different. It's much more difficult for us to provide much of a broadcast as the count goes full down 3-2 because they have four teams. It's 7-on-7. Quarterbacks can't quarterback. They've tried to make it a fun game, and it is, but there's a little pop-up to Riley Martin at first, and that's the first out of this sixth inning. But anyway, that's the reason we're not doing the Whitaker Bank Steak and Bean Bowl game tonight on radio is just because we think it's not of as much value. But for the people that are there, I'm sure it's a lot of fun. It was last year. There's a check swing for a strike. Bella Rice has struck out and had a two-run single with two outs her last time up there. At the time, got her team kind of back in the game. There's another check swing and snowballs and two strikes. And I said, Rice, this is actually Young now that's been out batting. Rice is out of the game, replaced by Young. And a swing and a miss. Bing, bang, boom there. Second strikeout for Hill in the 2 2/3 that she has worked. And here's Peyton Henderson. Henderson has twice grounded into fielder's choices in the game. Nobody on here. That won't happen again. Here's a foul back for a strike. Hill has faced eight batters since coming in relief and has retired all eight. And a strike in the count. And there's a ball hit down the right field line out of play back into the Estill County bullpen area, and it's 0-2 the count. Hill pitches, an off-speed pitch. She waits on it and fouls it. Just fouled down the left field line, just by a couple of feet at most, and the count stays, no balls, two strikes. You know, that was almost an extra base hit right there, but it wasn't. And for Hill, let's see if she comes back and maybe is able to get Henderson on a fastball here. See where she tries to place this ball. They had no balls, two strikes in the count. That ball just barely missed. A little bit low, and it's 1-2. Tough pitch to lay off of there, but she did. Takes the ball. There's a chopper foul, and the count will stay at 1-2. If Henderson can reach, it'll be Marlo Puckett to bat next. We've had six home runs in the game, five of them by Montgomery County. There's a chopper foul again. Just back of the plate. We're hanging on at one ball, two strikes. That pitch is just low. 2-2 the count. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Ground ball, chopper, shortstop, zinc, glove. She throws. inning over. Top of the sixth, nothing across for Estill County, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Montgomery County with an 11-4 lead on the Lady Engineers when we return in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Spencer Young is back to pitch for the second inning here, or first fully, and up there to lead things off for Montgomery County is Taylor Pate, who has taken a strike. Pate, Banfield, and Oney to bat here. There's an off-speed pitch that sails high, and it's one ball, one strike. Young steers into the dugout to get the sign. And there's a little pop-up on the infield. Second baseman Farrell comes in a little bit, makes the catch, and there's one gone. So for Montgomery County, I said Banfield, but this is not Banfield batting. It's Kenley Auxer will bat for Montgomery County now. Auxer, a left-hand batter. Lady Indians, again, they lost a player in Kennedy Jones who would have seen a lot of action in right field, would have probably had a lot of at-bats, and has had to undergo some arm surgery. I think she might be able to come back and be a runner for Montgomery County. But and then you have Hagen Stills, who's participating today down in the state bass fishing contest. A little bit, the roster isn't real deep. There's a swing and a miss at a pitch that was up. Strike one, the count. Auxer and then Jaden Oney. Auxer cocks that bat high, batting from the left side, and that pitch is a low bridge. Came over her head, and it's all even at 1-1. Swing and a miss, and goes to a ball and two strikes. Flag continues to indicate a pretty strong wind blowing out to left center field. There's a little number to the shortstop. He catches it in the air. And on a couple of little infield flies, we've got two up and two gone here in the bottom of inning number six. And Jaden Oney will bat. Has struck out, walked, and laid down a sacrifice bunt. She's 0 for 1 officially. Right-hand batter with Lily Hill waiting in the on-deck circle. Pitch from Young is high for a ball. Young's 1-0 pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs and nobody on. Home half of the sixth inning here at Tommy Raffitt Field tonight. Young's 2-0 is taken, and that's high, and it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes to count. That pitch is high again. So a four-pitch walk puts Oney on for the second time in the game with two outs here in the sixth. And here's Lily Hill. A single, a fly to left, a walk, a two-run home run. She's scored twice. She's driven in two. Reagan Oney moves on deck. And Young pitches. And it's outside for a ball. Hill takes that pitch up high, and it's 2-0. And now Young has missed with six consecutive pitches out of the strike zone. The 2-0, and that's high for a three-ball no-strike count. Just two. 2-1, they say. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He is lined off the foot of the third baseman. That'll be an infield hit. It is gloved by the shortstop, and hopefully the third baseman didn't hurt there. That was a shot. It hit off her left foot. Just checking with her, and she's saying she's okay. So Hill with the infield hit, their runners at first and second. And here is Reagan Oney. A single, a fly to right, and a pair of home runs. Both have been solo shots. She's scored three, driven in a couple. Sarah Zink waits on deck. Oney hits it high and foul down the right field line. Out of play for strike one. Oney has had a couple of three home run games in her career. That pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 is a little number. Shortstop gloves it deep in the hole, but has to go down on the ground to get it. That'll be an infield hit. And the bases are loaded for Sarah Zink. Oney has her fourth hit in the game, and I think that ties her for the all-time career hit lead here in Montgomery County. And the pitch to Zink gets away from the catcher and coming in to score on the wild pitch is Jaden Oney. To make it 12-4. One ball, no strike. The count to Zink, moving up to second and third are Hill and Oney. Here's a ball hit to the shortstop. She gloves it. She throws in time, and the inning is over, and we'll go to the seventh. Montgomery County in the bottom of the sixth gets a run on a couple of hits, and they leave two. We played six innings, Montgomery County with a 12-4 lead over the Lady Engineers. Seventh inning action coming up right after this.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
In the seventh, Montgomery County will put in a new pitcher. Their young left-hander is coming in. Kylie Maynard is on the mound now. So Maynard will face Marlo Puckett, who is homered and grounded back to the mound. Takes a pitch for strike one. Puckett and Muncy and Snowden. That pitch is up high, and it's all even at 1-1. Maynard, a lot of length to her frame, the youngster, and she pitches, and that hits in the dirt. And it's two balls and a strike to count. Maynard has the luxury of having pitching in front of her so they can kind of bring her along gradually. That pitch is low and away, and it's 3-1, but still a, well, lefty, you'd love to see her really begin to hit her stride late in this freshman season. And the 3-1 is taken high, and Estill County has a leadoff base runner. Puckett will try on down to first base, and now we're back to the top of batting order with Lexi Muncy coming up. They use the wristbands offensively and defensively, and Coach Beard has called number five. There's a bunt attempt, but she pulls the bat back and takes a pitch. And it's one ball, no strikes to count. Muncy has popped a short fly to left and fouled out to the catcher. Pitch in for a strike. 1-1 the count. Maynard spins that ball around in her pitching hand, then puts it in the glove, pulls it back out and delivers. That's in for a strike. Ball and two strikes. And the 1-2 and a check swing. It's up high. Throw to first and just diving back in is Puckett. Count is all even at two balls, two strikes. Good play there by Oney. You say, well, trying to pick a runner off at 12-4 lead. Trying to help a young pitcher out right there. She could have picked a runner off. Had a good shot at her. Swing and a miss. That's the first out. And here is Callie Snowden. Snowden, the sophomore, is grounded at third, struck out, and fouled out to the first baseman, Martin. I've been impressed with her defense, though. She looks like going to be a solid player for the Lady Engineers on the infield going forward. Pitches in for a strike. No balls and one strike to count. Newton is on deck. And the ball is popped up and foul back out of play. So Maynard gets ahead. No balls, two strikes. See how the young lefty works. And the count here. There's a chopper foul. managed to get a piece of that one and foul it back to keep the count at 0-2. 190 down the lines and 200 straightaway center field, but we've had some balls really hit today well out of this park. Again, the 0-2, and the ball is hit well to left field, and that will be one hop, or really right off the base of the wall, and runners will be at second and third. So Snowden gets her first hit of the game, and with one out here in the top of the seventh, Estill County gets a little threat going with runners at second and third. And here's Vanna Newton, who has singled twice and scored a run and flied to center. Covey moves on deck. Maynard pitches. It pitches in for a strike. The sun dropping low in the sky, but a little sun feel for the third baseman. There's a little pop-up, and they double up. Pop-up to the shortstop, Zink. She's able to catch Puckett off of third base, throwing to Madison Cox. And the inning and the game are quickly over just like that with a double play. And nothing across on a hit with a runner left here in the top of the seventh inning. Montgomery County 12, Estill County 4 here this afternoon. And we'll be back with a recap for you right after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network. When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Back here at Tommy Reffitt Field, where Montgomery County has picked up its 23rd win of the season today against four losses, downing Estill County. Lady Engineers are now 9-14. Montgomery County, 12 runs, 16 hits, played airless softball, left nine on base. Estill County with four runs on eight hits, committed just one error and left five on. The winning pitcher for Montgomery County, and again, scorer's discretion, I would give it to Lily Hill. Riley Martin started and went through a couple of scoreless innings and gave up four runs on five hits in the third. Hill came on and pitched in innings five, four, five, and six, faced nine batters, retired them all, and then coming on to wrap things up for Montgomery County was young left-hander Kylie Maynard, so three pitchers used in the game. The loser for Estill County was Bella Rice, who's now 7-11 on the season, but the freshman right-hander, I think she's got a good future ahead of her. Montgomery County with the big bats going today, led by senior Reagan Oney on senior day. She had four hits, a pair of singles and a pair of home runs, scored three and drove in two. Hit a fly ball to right field with the bases loaded her other time up. But a big day for Reagan Oney. Three hits in the game for Lily Hill. Pair of singles, a home run, scored twice, drove in two. Madison Cox had three hits, two doubles, a home run, scored three times, drove in three. Riley Martin had three hits, two doubles and a home run, scored a run, drove in three. Addison Rogers had a double and scored a run. Emily Brock had a base hit and a walk, a run scored. Jay Noni, a couple of walks and a sacrifice, so she only had one official at bat. And Taylor Pate on senior day. Taylor reached on an error with a run scoring in her trips to the plate today. So Montgomery County wins it. They get five in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, four in the fifth, one in the sixth. All of the Estill County runs came in that third inning when Marlo Puckett led off with a home run, and they proceeded to end up getting five hits in the inning. And two of those runs scored on a base hit by freshman hurler Bella Rice. That's the numbers from here. So now Montgomery County, they're, again, hoping to get a couple more games in this week. And next, they have a game scheduled at Bath County next week. Again, the Greenup County game for Saturday. That game has already been canceled, but they're hoping to see if they can add a game. They've been hunting for an opponent. Haven't been able to find one yet, so we'll see how that goes. Our next broadcast will be in line for baseball tomorrow evening. Montgomery County will be at home at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, and we'll be there to broadcast that game for you. Hope you'll join us here on 1150 and 106.9. The final again, Montgomery County, 16 hits in the game, including four home runs. Did I get that right? They had five home runs today, I'm sorry, five home runs in the game. They also had a total of one, two, three, four, five doubles. So five doubles, five home runs among those 16 hits, and the Indians win it over the Engineers 12-4. Till we join you tomorrow evening, our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network. So long from Tommy Reffitt Field, where the Lady Indians beat the Lady Engineers today 12-4.
Listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in cold, I'm ready to play today. Look at me,
gotta be Santa Field. Sluggish away down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best. Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called